The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What's up, shadowy sleuths? Welcome to Sinister Silhouettes, the podcast where we dive headfirst into the darkest corners of the human psyche. I'm Tasha Pierce, your guide through the twisted tapestry of true crime, unsolved mysteries, and paranormal phenomena. Together, we'll unravel these sinister silhouettes, shining a light on the darkness that can reside within the human soul. Please do me the honor of rating, reviewing, and subscribing to Sinister Silhouettes wherever you're listening. So, there's been some excitement in Las Vegas lately. A family reported seeing some non-human creatures in their backyard after a green fireball streaked across the sky. Sounds believable. But the Las Vegas police took the report seriously and investigated, but they didn't find any aliens.
It is a police call. Everybody will be talking about. Thanks for joining us here at 6 o'clock. I'm Denise Valdez.
I'm Brian Loftus. A family says something crashed into their backyard, prompting them to call 911, saying they saw creatures walking around.
Our 8 News Now investigators digging into this for weeks now. And tonight, our David Charnes with the video you will only see on 8 News Now. David?
Brett, Denise, sources telling the 8 News Now investigators that several agencies believe something landed or crashed. Whether it was not humans or not, it certainly scared the people living on this property. Now, before we show you that video, listen to their call for help.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually weird.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot, I don't know, they look like aliens to us. Big eyes, they have big eyes, okay. like I can't explain it, and big mouth. They're tiny eyes, and they're not human, they're 100% not human.
Okay.
Well, the 8 News Now investigators obtaining video as officers then responded to the call you just heard. You'll see the officers also saw something in the sky that night, but the big question is, what was it, and is it all connected? It's almost midnight on May 1st when a Las Vegas Metro police officer's body cam catches this, something flashing low in the sky.
911 emergency.
Minutes later.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it. And another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Someone calls 911 reporting two large figures in their backyard.
No, I'm still nervous right now.
The 8 News Now investigators obtaining another officer's video as he's sent to the Northwest Valley home.
I have butterflies, bro. Everyone's on a shooting star, then these people say there's aliens in their backyard.
By now, it's more than an hour after that bright light, officers meeting up with the caller and his family.
What'd you see?
It was like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah, like a long texting
Tom. I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? Or?
They see like a big, that's what they say. They see like a big something with light.
What I saw right now, I do believe in it.
Police walk into the backyard to investigate, but Metro blacked out that part of the video because it's considered private property. What's clear? They're taking this call seriously.
Hey, this might sound like a really dumb question, but did you guys see anything fall out of the sky?
Asking others what they saw.
I would normally discount it as nothing. However, seeing as one of my partners said they saw it too, only reason I'm actually investigating it further.
That investigation turning up no concrete answers as of Wednesday. Whatever or whoever fell into that yard, long gone within minutes.
Oh, hey. If those 9-foot beings come back, don't call us, all right? Deal with it yourself. I ain't dealing with that.
The family member who saw the creatures described them as long and 10 feet tall. The officer who took the report said that their description matched what another officer saw in the sky 8 minutes earlier. The police and some citizens saw a bright meteor in the sky, but the cops didn't find any UFOs or aliens. So it's still unclear what the family saw. Maybe it was just a really big bird, or maybe it was something else entirely. Who knows? But one thing's for sure, Las Vegas is definitely a city where anything is possible. So that's the latest on the UFO sightings in Las Vegas. But wait, there's more. A former U.S. Air Force officer and intelligence official named David Grush has come forward with some wild claims. He says that the U.S. government has been hiding evidence of a non-human craft from Congress and that there's a secret program to retrieve and exploit crashed UFOs, or the more current term, UAPs, which is Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon or Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon. Pick your poison.
Grush sat down with investigative journalist Ross Coulthart, who is reporting for News Nation on the bombshell whistleblower complaint filed with Congress and the Intelligence Community Inspector General. According to the complaint, in July 2021, Mr. Grush confidentially provided UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Related Classified Information, to the Department of Defense Inspector General. At that time, Mr. Grush communicated classified information about the improper withholding and or concealment of classified material from the U.S. Congress by certain IC elements. News Nation has confirmed Grush's credentials, but he says he can't show us the proof of the alien craft for national security reasons. In a somewhat frightening revelation, Grush claims the non-human species may not be friendly.
I've been told that there have been attempts to bring down craft, that we've acted offensively against non-human craft.
There have been instances, and there are certain techniques.
Have human beings been hurt or killed by a non-human intelligence?
While I can't get into the specifics, because that would reveal certain U.S. classified operations, I was briefed by a few individuals on the program that there were a level of events like that.
Grush says he has to be careful about providing detail. He shared this letter with us from the Department of Defense, giving him permission to do the interview with News Nation. It says the interview questions are approved for public release. However, this approval does not include any photograph, picture, exhibit, caption, or other supplemental material not specifically approved by this office. Our concurrence for release does not imply DOD endorsement or factual accuracy of the material. Grush says the United States is not the only country that has encountered non-human intelligence. He says our geopolitical rivals have their own crash retrieval programs.
We're in a competition with their adversaries to understand this. And it's a multi-decade Cold War that has been under our nose for so long. And, you know, there is no good way to level the playing field and hold other nation states accountable if they're doing unethical or illicit activity as it relates to this subject. And I think the obtuse secrecy is actually putting us in a very dangerous position where a country might make a breakthrough. Let's say it's an adversary of ours. And it is so destabilizing.
The secrecy is the main reason Grush says he is coming forward. He's concerned Congress is being kept in the dark. It's a matter of national security.
Grush says that he's talked to people who are involved in the program and that he believes is real, but he hasn't provided any evidence to back up his claim. So for now, we'll have to just take his word for it. Now, some lawmakers are curious about Grush's claims and they're open to seeing any evidence that he could provide. But others are skeptical and they think that Grush might just be making stuff up. Only time will tell if Grush is telling the truth, but in the meantime, it's definitely an interesting story. What stood out to me the most in Grush's media appearances was his hesitance to use the word alien. In fact, he prefers to use the term non-human intelligence. While that certainly covers more bases, it got me thinking. What if some government entity knows that what people are reporting aren't from other planets, but from other dimensions? So let's explore a hypothesis that suggests just that. Today we're going to talk about the interdimensional hypothesis. In this episode, we explore the interdimensional hypothesis, which suggests that UFO encounters are not simply extraterrestrial in nature, but rather a glimpse into parallel dimensions that coexist alongside our own. According to this idea, These dimensions may have different rules, and sometimes things or creatures from those dimensions can cross over into our world. Now, the connection between the interdimensional hypothesis and UFO sightings comes from the similarities between reports of UFOs and stories from the past about mythical creatures. People who believe in this hypothesis think that these mythical creatures might have actually been beings or objects from other dimensions that accidentally ended up in our world. Now, in modern times, the interdimensional hypothesis offers an alternative explanation to the idea that UFOs are spaceships from other planets. Instead, it suggests that UFOs could be objects or vehicles from different dimensions that momentarily appear in our reality. Supporters of the interdimensional hypothesis use scientific and philosophical ideas to back it up. These ideas suggest that there could be other dimensions beyond our own with different rules and possibly different forms of life. For example, some physicists have theorized that there may be up to 11 dimensions. I can only think of five. Additionally, there have been reports of people who have experienced what they believe to be interdimensional travel. They think that these dimensions could explain the strange things people see during UFO encounters. However, not everyone agrees with the interdimensional hypothesis. For example, some UFOs have been seen to interact with our physical world in ways that would seem to require them to be from our own dimension. Some people think that UFO sightings can be explained by other things like mistakes in identifying objects or psychological reasons. They also point out that there isn't much scientific evidence to prove or disprove the idea of other dimensions. Exploring the interdimensional hypothesis takes us into a fascinating world where we question what we know about reality. It makes us think about the mysteries that might be out there waiting for us to discover and understand them. It's like the Twilight Zone. Ultimately, the question of whether or not UFOs are from other dimensions is all a matter of speculation. However, the interdimensional hypothesis is a fascinating one that deserves further investigation. Ancient myths and legends often contain stories that, when looked at from a different perspective, could be seen as early UFO sightings. Here are a few examples in simple terms. The ancient cave paintings. In caves around the world, ancient human beings created paintings depicting strange, disc-like objects with beings inside them or around them. These paintings, found in places like France and India, could be interpreted as early depictions of UFO encounters. We could talk about the chariots of the gods. In ancient texts from different cultures, including the Bible and the Indian epics, there are accounts of gods or divine beings descending from the sky in flying vehicles or chariots. These descriptions parallel modern-day UFO sightings, suggesting that our ancestors may have witnessed similar phenomena. I'm not going to go all ancient aliens on y'all, I promise, but it's something that we have to at least consider. Speaking of the Bible, in the apocryphal Book of Enoch, an ancient text that tells stories about a person named Enoch who had visions and encounters with heavenly beings, people believe that certain parts describe encounters with beings from other dimensions. These beings, known as watchers, had special abilities and knowledge beyond what humans normally have. These encounters are similar to the stories people tell today about seeing unidentified flying objects, UAPs, whatever you want to call them. Now, proponents of the interdimensional hypothesis think that the beings described in the Book of Enoch might be early examples of encounters with interdimensional beings. However, it's important to remember that interpretations of ancient texts can vary, and not everyone agrees with this perspective. Scholars and researchers are still studying and discussing the meaning of the Book of Enoch and its connection, if any, to other dimensions. There are also mythical creatures and sky beings. Many myths and legends also describe fantastical creatures or beings that came from the sky. For example, ancient Sumerian texts talk about the Anunnaki, godlike beings who descended from the heavens. These fellas have a big enough fan club that there will be probably an episode about them by themselves at some point in the future. These descriptions bear similarities to modern UFO encounters where unidentified objects and beings are witnessed in the sky. mythological creatures from ancient stories and modern descriptions of UFOs also share some interesting similarity. Both mythological creatures and modern UFOs are often described as flying objects. In myths, there are accounts of winged creatures like dragons or celestial beings who traverse the sky. Similarly, modern UFO sightings often include the observation of unidentified flying objects that move in unusual ways. Mythological creatures are often depicted with strange and unconventional shapes. They may have multiple heads, unusual body proportions, or combinations of different animals. Similarly, UFO sightings frequently describe objects with unconventional shapes such as saucers, triangles, or cigar-like structures. Mythological creatures are often associated with supernatural powers. They may possess the ability to fly, disappear, or shapeshift. There are also examples of people saying that these aliens were able to read their minds or transport them from one place to another. Likewise, UFO sightings sometimes involve reports of objects performing extraordinary maneuvers such as sudden acceleration, hovering, or disappearing and reappearing. In many mythologies, gods, angels, or other divine beings are described as descending from the heavens or coming from above. They are often seen as messengers or guides. Comparably, modern UFO encounters often involve sightings of beings or entities associated with the unidentified objects, suggesting a possible connection between the two. In ancient times, there were stories about people who claimed to have visited other realms or received messages from beings from those realms. These stories are similar to the experiences of those who say they've been abducted by aliens or have seen UFOs. Some ancient myths talk about things that seem technologically advanced for their time. This makes us wonder if ancient civilizations may have come into contact with beings from other dimensions who shared advanced knowledge or technology. Mythical creatures are often seen as coming from a different world beyond our ordinary reality. UFO sightings also make us question what lies beyond our usual experiences and make us curious about the nature of our world. So these examples show how ancient myths could be seen as early accounts of UFO sightings. And while we should consider other explanations and keep an open mind, these connections are fascinating and they do add to our exploration of UFO phenomena throughout history. Different cultures in the past also interpreted sightings of unusual phenomena in their own unique ways. So here are some examples of that. In Greek and Roman mythology, encounters with flying objects or strange beings were often attributed to gods or divine messengers. These sightings were seen as divine intervention or important messages from the heavens. In Norse mythology, sightings of unusual objects or creatures were often associated with supernatural beings like giants or elves, and these sightings were believed to be encounters with powerful beings from other realms. Many Native American tribes have stories of encounters with sky beings or celestial visitors. These encounters were seen as spiritual or sacred events, connecting their communities with the supernatural and serving as guides or warnings. Chinese folklore also contains accounts of dragon-like creatures that flew through the sky. These sightings were often associated with good fortune or prosperity, and dragons were revered as symbols of power and wisdom. In African folklore, various African cultures have stories of beings or spirits that descended from the sky. These sightings were seen as manifestations of ancestral spirits or divine messengers, and they were believed to bring guidance, protection, or warnings. These are just a few of examples of how different cultures in the past interpreted sightings of unusual phenomena. It's important to note that these interpretations were shaped by the cultural beliefs, religious practices, and mythologies of each society, and they reflect the human desire to understand and make sense of the mysterious and extraordinary experiences they encountered in their daily lives. Now we'll explore how the interdimensional hypothesis provides a plausible explanation for UFO phenomena. Imagine if there were more dimensions beyond the ones we can see, like length, width, and height. Well, some people think there might be. These extra dimensions could have different rules and maybe even different forms of life. One idea is that there could be a fourth dimension, which is often associated with time. In our everyday lives, time is what keeps things happening in order. It's like, for lack of a better term, a timeline that stretches from the past to the present and into the future. But what if there were beings that could experience all of time in a single moment? If you're a fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, think He Who Remains in the series Loki. He experienced all of time and was able to correct all of time from any moment in history. That's what a fourth dimensional being might be able to do. So now let's go even further. Some folks suggest there could be a fifth dimension, but it's not entirely clear what it would be like. It could be a hidden dimension, not directly accessible to us. And some people even speculate that realms mentioned in religious texts like heaven and hell might exist in this fifth dimension. That means encounters with aliens could actually be encounters with angels or demons, depending on the belief system. So what does this have to do with UFO sightings? Well, something that UFO sightings could be when those extra dimensions briefly touch our world. It's like a momentary overlap, allowing us to catch a glimpse of objects or beings from these other dimensions. It's pretty mind-blowing. But here's the thing, it's all just a hypothesis at this point. Scientists are still trying to figure out if these dimensions actually exist and how they would affect our reality. It's a fascinating area of study that raises big questions about what lies beyond what we can perceive. Proponents of the interdimensional hypothesis have some important points to back up their ideas. So let me break it down for you, and hopefully this isn't redundant. Throughout history, people have reported strange encounters similar to modern UFO sightings. This suggests there's something more than just coincidence going on. It indicates that maybe these experiences are actually interactions with other dimensions. They also see the same connections between ancient myths and UFO descriptions. They think that mythical creatures and divine beings mentioned in old stories might have been encounters with beings from other dimensions. So UFO sightings might not be a recent thing, but have been happening for a long time. UFOs often move in ways that go against our understanding of normal aircraft or technology. So proponents of interdimensional hypothesis believe this weird behavior could be explained by the idea of interdimensional travel. If UFOs are from other dimensions, they might follow different rules or have advanced technology we don't know about. And they use scientific theories like string theory and parallel universes to support their ideas. These theories suggest there could be multiple realities beyond our own. This gives a framework for understanding how interdimensional travel could be possible. They also point out that there are many credible witnesses to UFO encounters, including pilots and military personnel. People like David Grusch, who we talked about at the top of the episode. He has been deemed by very many people, not by me, as credible and a reliable witness. Well, maybe not witness, because he didn't see any of this stuff with his own two eyes. He has reliable witnesses, and he is a reliable source, according to very many people. They think it's hard to ignore all these reports as just illusions or hoaxes. The sheer number of accounts from reliable sources strengthens their case for interdimensional explanations. They also admit that getting solid scientific evidence for interdimensional phenomena is tough. The elusive and unpredictable nature of these encounters, along with the limitations of current scientific methods, make it challenging to prove conclusively. They believe we need to keep an open mind and explore further to better understand these phenomena. So in a nutshell, proponents of the interdimensional hypothesis bring up historical patterns, mythological connections, strange UFO behavior, scientific theories, witness testimonies, and the difficulties of studying interdimensional phenomena as their main arguments. Much of society is quick to label the people who have these type of experiences as whack jobs or psycho or off their rockers, and that might be true for some, but does it make sense to think that everybody is suffering some type of psychological issue or psychiatric problem? I'm not sure that's fair. So to be diplomatic, they are offering another solution as to what this is without going straight to little green men from outer space. They think that considering other dimensions can help solve the mystery of UFO encounters and give us new insights into these phenomena. There's also the idea of dimensional bleed-through. Well, you don't know what I'm talking about? Well, let me explain. Dimensional bleed-through suggests that UFO encounters happen when things from other dimensions accidentally come into our world. So here's a simpler breakdown. We talked about other dimensions, like parallel worlds, that exist alongside our own. Sometimes these dimensions can briefly overlap with ours. It's like a temporary mixing of the two, where things from one dimension can enter our reality, but only for a short time. Now, one type of a phenomenon that I can speak to, because I have personally had experiences with, are shadow people. There are those who believe that there is a dimensional bleed through and a shadow person, and that'll be a whole new episode too as well, but a shadow person will appear in our universe when our universes touch one another, and they're just as shocked to see you as you are to see them. But I digress. I only brought it up because I experienced this and I am not a whack job. At least I don't think I am. So people who believe in the interdimensional hypothesis say that UFO sightings happen during these overlaps. The dimensional bleed through is usually temporary. After a while, the objects or beings go back to their own dimension. This also explains why UFO sightings can be sporadic and unpredictable. So by considering the idea of dimensional bleed through, people who believe in interdimensional hypothesis offer a different way to understand UFO encounters. They suggest that these sightings occur when things from other dimensions accidentally come into our reality, giving us a fresh perspective on the mystery of UFO phenomena. So now we have to explore some counterarguments against interdimensional hypothesis. We can start with critics that argue that there is no concrete scientific evidence to support the existence of other dimensions or the occurrence of dimensional bleed through. Without solid proof, they question the validity of interdimensional hypothesis as a scientific explanation for UFO encounters. Skeptics suggest that many UFO sightings can be attributed to psychological and perceptual factors. They propose that people might misinterpret natural phenomena such as weather phenomena or celestial objects as UFOs. Additionally, they agree that human perception is prone to errors and illusions. Ask any eyewitness to any crime, then that makes it unreliable as evidence for interdimensional encounters. Critics argue that interpreting ancient myths and legends as early UFO sightings may be a case of imposing modern beliefs onto ancient narratives. They caution against assuming that ancient descriptions automatically align with interdimensional encounters, as myths often serve symbolic or metaphorical purposes. Another counterargument is that some UFO sightings could be the result of advanced human technology that is not yet publicly known. It's possible that classified military or experimental aircraft, drones, or other technological developments could explain certain UFO encounters without invoking interdimensional explanations. Skeptics point out that UFO sightings and beliefs can be influenced by cultural factors, media portrayals, and the spread of popular UFO narratives, which is so much easier to do with the advent of social media. They argue that the interdimensional hypothesis may be a product of cultural fascination with sci-fi rather than a solid scientific explanation. So it's important to consider these counterarguments and engage in critical thinking when exploring the interdimensional hypothesis. While it offers an intriguing perspective, it's crucial to examine alternative explanations and evaluate the available evidence before drawing any conclusions. Science continues to investigate and seek answers to the mysteries surrounding UFO phenomena. So in conclusion with that, the interdimensional hypothesis offers an intriguing perspective on UFO sightings by proposing that they could be glimpses into other dimensions that coexist alongside our own. And the proponents of this hypothesis draw some reasonable connections between ancient myths, historical accounts, and modern-day UFO encounters, suggesting a continuity in the phenomenon throughout human history. They argue that UFO sightings may represent encounters with objects or beings from other dimensions, which exhibit extraordinary characteristics and abilities beyond our current understanding. However, it's important to consider the counterarguments and the skeptical viewpoints because they are also valid. The lack of concrete scientific evidence, alternative explanations, cultural influences, and unanswered questions pose challenges to fully embracing the interdimensional hypothesis as a definitive explanation for UFO encounters. Scientific exploration and critical thinking are crucial in further investigating and understanding these phenomena. The allure of the unknown and the desire to unravel the mystery surrounding UFO sightings continue to captivate our imagination. The interdimensional hypothesis, along with other theories, contributes to the ongoing quest for answers. Regardless of whether one fully embraces this hypothesis or not, exploring different perspectives broadens our understanding of the unexplained and encourages curiosity and open-mindedness. As we continue to investigate UFO phenomena and delve into the realms of ancient myths, scientific theories, and cultural interpretations, the search for the truth behind these enigmatic encounters remains an ongoing journey. With each new piece of evidence and each exploration of alternative explanations, we inch closer to unraveling the mysteries of UFO sightings and the possibility of interdimensional connections. In conclusion, the interdimensional hypothesis offers an intriguing perspective on UFO sightings by proposing that they could be glimpses into other dimensions that coexist alongside our own. If you're curious about my opinion on the whole thing, because I tried to remain a little bit fair and balanced as I was reporting it, I told you I've had experiences with shadow people, and I'd like an explanation for that. There are alternative explanations that I am willing to accept besides interdimensional beings or UFO encounters. But because of my own experience, I'm leaning more towards this is something that could potentially be true. As far as the stories that we talked about at the top of the episode, the family in Las Vegas who saw the UFO crash in their backyard, I'm not saying that I believe that a UFO crashed in their backyard and that they saw these 10-foot beings. But I am saying that I think they believe it. After their experience, they moved from that house. There has been an awful lot of activity around this family, and I believe that they believe what they've reported. As far as David Grusch is concerned, I am more skeptical of him. With extraordinary claims, there requires extraordinary evidence. So even though he is willing to testify before Congress, we need to see some evidence. That's why his report, while compelling, is harder to believe. David Grusch worked in intelligence, so he knows that secondhand information is not proof. If he is unable to provide more concrete evidence, then it's going to be harder to accept what he's saying as the truth. I would absolutely love to hear your thoughts. Send those to me in the form of an email to sinistersilhouettespodcast@gmail.com, and I may share some of the responses that I get in a future episode. Thank you for joining me today on this episode of Sinister Silhouettes as we ventured into the interdimensional hypothesis and its connection to UFO phenomena. If you enjoyed this episode of Sinister Silhouettes, please subscribe, rate, review, share with a friend, and we will be back next week with another episode where we'll dive into another strange tale. Until then, shadowy sleuths, stay safe out there. Peace.
Not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.